Hello and welcome to our very first bonus episode here at Not a Safe Space. This is Sabrina.
And Tabby, how are you?
How are you? Tabby's so goddamn excited, she just punched her microphone.
I did, absolutely. Yay, it's our bonus content. Fuck the mic, let's go.
All right, let's do this. So we're here today because on Monday's episode, episode number 17, we briefly talked about rapper T.I. and what he is now deemed Hymen Gate.
Yes.
and the comments that were made about his daughter and the fact that he had her hymen checked when she was 15 and 16 years old at the gynecologist. And since then, T.I. and his wife Tiny appeared on Jada Pinkett Smith's Red Table Talk, which is a great series. If you're not listening to it, you should subscribe to it on Facebook and start watching it. And they discussed Hymen Gate. So I thought Tabby and I should jump on here and give our thoughts and have a serious conversation about it. Because, obviously, when we talked last time, we were kidding around. I mean, we joke around a lot. That's probably one of the first things I want to start off by saying is that Tabby and I both find ourselves to be extremely hilarious. And obviously, so do you guys. However, we are women who want to protect and look out for what's best for women. And all joking aside, we should have a serious conversation about the topic and what was said.
Agreed. And our last conversation, we were also going based off of what we heard on Twitter.
Correct.
So it was not directly from the source either.
Right. Directly from the mouth or the hymen, as we should say.
Right.
I can't help myself, people.
I know. So, we can only be so serious.
I know. So I did write on here that we would take a deeper dive, and then I giggled to myself because I was still thinking about the hymen.
The deep dive.
Yeah. So, all right. Time to put our maturity hats on. Let's talk about this. Okay. What's your initial thoughts?
So I have very mixed feelings. There are parts of this episode where I feel like he's saying what he's supposed to be saying because he has to.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then there's part of me that goes, I really like what he's saying. Like, he has really good intentions. So I'm still pretty torn mm-hmm. on him, per mm-hmm. se, for the reason for that. And there's a couple of reasons. He had said that from the age 15 up until 18, he had been taking his daughter yearly to a gynecologist and having her hymen checked, right? And if you're taking that interest in your daughter, how did you not know that a hymen can be easily broken by riding a horse?
Right.
And how did you not know that you could be sexually active and it still be fully intact?
Well, I'll tell you, I have a hymen and I didn't know that until they said that today, that you could right. have sex and still have a fully intact hymen. I wasn't aware of that.
Right. But my point is, if he is so interested in his daughter and protecting her, and since the comment was to have her hymen checked,
mm-hmm.
why didn't he learn about the hymen?
Yeah, fully educate himself is what you're saying from a yes. physical standpoint, which I correct. Think at this point he is learning to do, right? So, and this is what I appreciated probably the most from it, was his true understanding, the questions that he asked of, I said this and I don't understand why it was wrong. Please educate me. Now, as right. our listeners hopefully will go and watch this, he's sitting there with Jada Pinkett Smith, Gammy, who is her mother, and then Tiny, who is his wife. So he's sitting there with three women. Will Smith is there to welcome him, but pretty much says, listen, dude, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Pretty much.
You put yourself He's in like, this good position. Luck. Yeah. Dude, go and educate yourself. And so I appreciate that he sat down and he asked questions. Like he asked, I want to know what is the purpose and place of a father in this society. a father like myself who wants to be involved and as attentive as possible. We can draw the conclusion we just donate sperm and come to pay for things. We don't really have a say in things. What do you think about that? Because I agree.
Yeah. And like, it's not fair, right? Especially when it comes to women, mothers tend to go, this is my child.
Right.
And you don't have a say.
Right.
And that's not really fair, you know, but, you know, and I can understand where it stems from. You know, the patriarchy and then men's comments are meant to suppress women.
Right, right. And I think in the beginning of the broadcast, they quote a couple of the leader of the Me Too movement, Gloria Steinem, a few other ladies, where they talk about, and you had mentioned this about it. It reminded you of going back into time where men were trying to control a woman's virginity and purity. Correct. And if they weren't a virgin, then there was something wrong with them. And
right.
That was the first reaction of everybody then. Do you still have that feeling now that it was the physical hymen that he was worried about? Or I'll tell you, I think his intent more had to do with her heart and her feelings afterwards.
I agree to a point, you know, so, and this is, again, where I get very, very confused, is at one point he tells his daughter that young men, that this is animal urges, not to get emotional, that it is a completely physical thing, right? Yet, for the last 3 years, he has been checking her hymen to make sure she's still a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
So, there are emotions around it because daddy has already made the assumption, has already made the statement, even not necessarily physical, but he has already said that premarital sex is a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but at the same time, he's having this other conversation supposedly with her that don't get your emotions involved and it's just physical. And then so, even as me, as a listener, I'm going, well, which is it? Is she to maintain her virginity and wait till she gets married and be completely emotionally attached to this person when she gives herself? Or mm-hmm. is she supposed to go out and have a good time?
Mm-hmm.
So there is a very confusing message.
I think so. When I read it, and where does he, because he kept mentioning defile.
Oh my God, he loved that word, didn't he?
Yeah, but you know what it really reminded me of was that, you know, my husband is the same way. We have a son and daughter, and they briefly mentioned, you know, that about wanting to protect your daughter's virginity over your son's virginity.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And
what he had said was the reason why was because if his son went out and got a girl pregnant, his household doesn't immediately change because the other girl is carrying the baby for 9 months. But if his daughter comes home pregnant, the household changes immediately.
Yeah. And
so is it about his daughter's feelings and what she has to go through, or the perception of he's failed as a parent because his daughter's gotten pregnant?
So I don't think that comment was so much as that he failed as a parent, but that, and I agree with his comment. I agree that if a boy and girl have sex, the girl's life changes immediately. Within a few months, people are going to be able to see it. You're now pregnant. Your activities change. What you're able to do changes. The boy gets to live his life. And right. Sometimes they choose to be involved and sometimes they don't. The woman is now changed forevermore. And I think that what he was saying was when you do that, things change and you need to be aware. And I liked when he said that, because sex is, as much as I kid around about it, it is a grown-up sport. It is a sport that we're all involved in that has consequences at the end, let's say, whether it's your emotional consequences because somebody caught feelings and the other doesn't, or a physical consequence by sexually transmitted diseases or pregnancies. And I like that he said, what I need to know is if you're having sex, you're no longer a child. Well, you're no longer a child. You are now an adult. You are playing in an adult field and mm-hmm. and it's time to play ball and start. And the fact that he said she would need a plan, you know, you need a plan. What happens?
Yeah.
If you become pregnant. I absolutely
love that. Because he had said that you are now an adult and I cannot let you enjoy the adult luxuries without the adult responsibilities.
Right. See, and I like that, that consequence. And that was part of me joking around last week of, you know, if you're going to do shit in my house while I'm taking care of you, then it's time to be, you can't be both, right? You can't be a child that's making adult decisions and participating in adult actions, but then still living like a kid. It's time to be prepared to take care of this child and how life changes. It's not mommy and daddy's job to take care of that. I still wonder what we all think that, like, what do you think his role is as a father and his place to have been involved? What, besides talking about it nationally, which he admits was wrong, that's the part that got him in trouble at home. His daughter was mortified that the entire country is talking about her privates and her private life. And he's learned from that. What can he do moving forward? Or what do you see as the role of a father in a teenage girl's life in regards to sex?
In regards to sex, I believe it is the father's responsibility to let the daughter know how shitty boys are, because they have that experience firsthand.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Teach her, tell her the lies they are going to tell you.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Tell her how they're going to do it. They're going to take you out and they're going to sweep you off your feet and they're going to romance you and play to all your emotions.
Right.
And explain that to her and let her know.
Which I think that's what he meant when he said defile and destroy, because the gentleman, and I can't remember who they had in the beginning, the black guy that was there, but uh-huh. he said something about T.I.'s own past, right? That T.I. was this slick fella sliding in to this girl and that girl. And so that he's taking it from his position of, I know the pain I caused, not the sexual act of it. I know the pain I caused emotionally for all these. I didn't care. I was a young guy trying to find a fucking hole. And
pretty much.
Right. And he doesn't want that. He doesn't want that slimy, grimy, defiling monster coming at his daughter's emotions.
Right. And this is why I always say men's payback is having a daughter.
Right. Well, and that's why I can understand where he's coming from, because I look at it from my own husband's point of view that he'd feel the same way about Lorelai. Maybe he wouldn't be at the doctor checking her virginity. And that comes to, for me, to a level of trust, right? Like, was that trust necessary? I do like that he's willing to have these conversations with her daughter, because a lot of times we've been taught that we're not supposed to. Daughters only go to their moms. Well, what if you don't have a strong female lead in your life? And what if the only person you have to go to is a man and your father? And if your father can come from a place of, and what they kept talking about was control, of not coming from control, but education and guidance, of guiding you through this, then there shouldn't be anything wrong with that. And he also made a point of mentioning that, you know, black women are the most unprotected, unattended, disregarded women on the planet. And that he's going above and beyond to protect his young black daughter from the men that he used to be.
Yes. So, but the problem is, the biggest problem is that his statement was, I'm trying to protect my daughter. My statement was, I take her to the doctor to check her hymen to see if she's still a virgin. That's the problem. It's right there in that statement. And if you are a single dad and you have a daughter, guess what? It's your responsibility as a parent to then go educate yourself. You have female friends. Go talk to them. Say, I have a daughter that's coming of age. What the hell do I do? Go online, learn something. It's not like the information isn't there.
Right. So 2 points. what he originally said, he has apologized for and taken it back, because he said that when he was talking about it, just like we talk about stuff, he was joking at first. Like, he was trying to be funny. He was trying to put on a show. And it was it true? Yes. He takes his daughter. But he also
put he said he wasn't in the exam room.
Yeah. And right? He wasn't in the exam room. His wife was always there. He always had his daughter's permission. But he was saying, you know, there's some of it he was just kidding about. Like, he was being so laid back about because he was doing something for a recording for entertaining purposes. So I can forgive him for his initial remarks. The other thing is that I like the fact that he truly is invested in his daughter and what he wants to do. And I agree. So he now has egg on his face and he's willing to come back and admit to it, right? And have these hard conversations. So where he wasn't educated before, yes, you can go online and Google everything, but you're not sitting down and having conversations with women because it's not what we do. We, most of the time, our husbands take this stance of, it's my way or the highway, this is my daughter, she's not going to do this. And I think up until this time, he has taken that position. And because Tiny sat there very quietly, while Jada, who is I would say a stronger female, went in on him and said, even to Will Smith, she has to educate him constantly. You can't say shit like that. You can't say stuff like that. You're a man.
And I also think that Tiny's not nearly as aggressive as T.I. There's obviously some relationship issue things going on, like I picked up. But well, I want to go
and not
back.
Even so much, let's not even say relationship issues, because that's assuming something as much as personality differences, right? One's a stronger character while one's not.
Correct. And then the other thing you said was, now this is going to sound really, really weird. I liked how, you know, he's saying he's protecting his daughter and all this stuff, but he made a comment. And it was a very slight comment, and it made the hairs on the back of my neck stand up. Mm-hmm. And he said, oh, I'm so sorry, Willow couldn't make it. Mm-hmm. Willow's a young girl, and we're talking about the female journey. And she would herself could still be very vulnerable. And it, to me, it sounded very predatorial.
Oh, see, no, I didn't take it like that. I take it as, because Willow is over 18, that quite honestly, I think it would have been nice to get her perspective almost as a mirror to his daughter. Like, well, it'd be nice to hear from somebody my daughter's generation, right? Yeah. From my daughter's point of view, because her daughter has emotion mixed in on it. Willow is it's just like her mother and is a very strong female and very opinionated. And even they say in this episode that she puts her own father to task. Her father is one of the biggest stars in the world, and she's constantly educating him.
But that's her dad. That's different. It's a different dynamic. You now have this other strange man who wants to have this conversation with her, and I'm telling you, I don't even have children, but I would not let my daughter have that conversation with the grown man.
Right.
Because I wouldn't want it turning or anything like that. I would be extremely protective.
Well, I think that's where you said you wouldn't want it turning. I think that's probably the reason for that decision not to have her there, is that it needed to be a one-on-one conversation and not a one-down conversation.
Correct.
And Willow being under eight, even if she is only 18, 19 years old, she's still in a one-down position. So
yes.
Where he could come from a place of trying to
power,
and
control
and lecture her, that instead they wanted to have a very equal conversation with people of the same generations coming.
Yes.
Jada is his peer. Gammy would be his advisor, the older woman, and then his wife is his wife. So I think they wanted it to be very equal. I like the fact that he really wanted to guide his daughter and wanted to understand how that's possible. That's something that I really believe in, because I mean, I have an 18-year-old son. And first of all, I mean, I'm constantly talking about shit I probably shouldn't, right? Thank goodness he doesn't listen. I mean, he'd probably feel the same way and block me the same way his daughter has. By the way, his daughter has blocked him on Twitter because she didn't she didn't want to see any of it.
And that's fair. Absolutely. Right.
But I will say that when I was talking about virginity and sex to my own son, my concern, of course, is physical, right? But that, quite honestly, wasn't my primary concern. You can, antibiotics and STD besides AIDS, we can deal with a pregnancy if we had to. What I'd hate to see him do is be heartbroken or to see him heartbreak all the other women the same way that I felt as a teenage girl. So I've always tried to tell my son that, first of all, I never told him, as much as I kid around last week, I've never once told my son that he wasn't allowed to be having sex. I did say, I don't want you having sex, because sex is more than just a physical thing, and especially for females. And I want you to understand from a female side, from 16, 17-year-old Sabrina, that once you do this, there is an emotional reaction for a young woman. They have not come into their sexuality yet. For them, physical touch equals love and emotion that you're not on that level.
Prepared to give.
Right. And so that you need to be aware of that. You need to be aware that sex is more than just sex at this age. And I appreciate that he is trying to, and so then my question is it appropriate for me to have these conversations with my son, basically from the same position that he is, but he can't do it as a father to a daughter?
I think it is appropriate for T.I. to tell his daughter to be prepared and giving her these scenarios, because as a young girl, hearing that from a mother is going to go, okay, mom, yeah, you don't know what you're talking about. You're old. You haven't been doing this long enough, blah, 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 blah.
My mom's weak. But dad, my mom's sensitive. Yeah.
Right. But dad says it and goes, no, you don't understand. I'm fucking telling you, this is how it is. She's going to go, oh, okay, wait a minute. Dad doesn't get serious very often. So there might be some, okay, now I need to wake up and pay attention. Plus, it's also coming from a man.
Right.
Because she's like, well, he's a guy. And when he says, yes, I have done this shit myself. Right. He's thinking the exact same thing. There's that connection.
Right.
Where hearing it from a woman, she experienced it on the other end, but not on the male side.
Right. And you could see where he still even struggled with that. So when he says, and I believe that was his intent, right, to still protect his daughter's purity and her heart and her soul. And when he said something along the lines of, like, how can I do that without some control? And as long as there's not ill intent behind it, how is that bad? And I think that is a struggle that him and other men will kind of they're always going to have that, right? Because there is a level of how do you say that word?
Patriotic.
Yeah, something like that. they're always going to be on top and looking down at the mother, the daughters, the kids, whoever it might be. But I think that his intent was there. His joking and maybe even the approach. And I don't necessarily think it was necessary for him to be at the doctor's visits. And maybe that's just him showing, like, hey, look, I'm all in. It doesn't bother daddy to be here. But to the rest of the world, it seems like, all right, it's a bit much. Do you both really need to go? But I do, on the other side of that, believe that Black men have a stereotype, right? That they are absentee fathers and they're not involved. And this man has made it a point to be a strong Black man and be involved in his family. And for that, I can't fault him. The joking and his approach might have been a little wrong.
Correct. And he did say that it is his job to raise these children and prepare them for what's coming. Right. And that's what he's doing, if that means he has to protect them. Now, as far as the control, I think the difference is the problem in this scenario is we are automatically assuming the word control and associating it with the word hymen.
Right.
So we're assuming he means control over his daughter's physicality.
Body.
But that's not, right, but that's not necessarily the case, because mothers have control over their children the same way. I control when you go out and when you don't. I control you being grounded, how much TV time you have, based off of your grades, right?
Right.
There is that level of control.
Right.
But, and again, unfortunately, the circumstances of this conversation, it comes out sounding control over her body.
Right. And I agree with that. And I think that that's when he talks about, he said, you know, there are certain levels of control I have, which I agree with. I've been in a conversation this week that even with my own children's virginity, is that I can't say yes or no. I can give my opinion. I can try to help guide them through what the situation looks like. However, mm-hmm. there are things I can control, just like you said. And I don't have to make it easy.
Exactly.
I don't have to have the conversation and then open up a door on your bedroom and say, all right, decision's up to you. No, I can still make rules that says no females are allowed in your room. Nobody's, you can't do this. You can't do that.
Yep.
And still have some type of control. Not because I care if he truly loses his virginity. It's the aftermath of what's next. I am trying to raise a strong man that cares mm-hmm. about women's emotions and understands that in these first 10 years of his life, sex is physical for him. And it is emotional.
Just him.
For women. It is emotional for these young women. And T.I. is protecting that on his side. And I'm trying to protect it on my side from the male side. I'm trying to protect right. the man going out. And if we're both doing that, what a great generation of kids we'll raise, right? If we're both trying.
Yes.
So I can't fault him for that. And I admire him for doing that, knowing where he's come from, knowing that he might have been a dirtbag back in the day.
Right.
And now you are exactly. blessed with this daughter. Like you said, right? That is the joke on men, is you're blessed with this mirror of saying, this is the face of every girl you ever slept with. Now protect it.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do differently?
Right. Exactly.
And I think that makes him a good man, because he can take a step back and say, well, I'm going to do anything I can to protect her.
Right. All of his daughters.
Yeah. I think that's amazing.
Yes. And I think he should also do the same thing with his sons that you're doing.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I hope that, and you know what? I feel
I hope it's also coming from his wife.
Right.
Too.
Right. And I hope that I could see him, somebody that is truly affected and trying to be proactive with his daughter. And this is just me assuming, but I could see him raising his sons the same way, mm-hmm. the same way that Nate feels about Ethan before, where it was a joke when they're in elementary school, it's like, yeah, do whatever you want, man. The more, the merrier. But then once they become older, we're like, well, wait, this is no longer a joke. And this is real life. And we have to prepare him for what's next. Did you notice what he said about feminist?
No, what did he say?
So he asked about, he said, you know, I feel like feminists are trying to
silence men.
So that they can have a loud voice and that we can't say anything. And we joked around about this last week. And I do think right. that is a concern, and that is not fair, and that he's right. I mean, he's being jumped on, and we, mm-hmm. we all do the same thing, right? This article comes out and this podcast is published, and he is given all these names, and not everybody is as open-minded as you and I to go back and listen to something new and listen to his interview and say, oh, okay, I get it now.
Right.
I get yep. it. Instead, there are women and feminists in this that will attack and label this man as being a controlling father instead of being a loving father. And I don't right. think that's fair.
No, it's not. It happens all the time, unfortunately. You know, and I think that's exactly why you're reading the book Bad Feminist.
Right.
Because feminists have really switched their movement from empowering women to be equals to domination and man-hating.
Right. I don't
and
think.
It's right. Yeah. Really sad.
It is,
because I'm not going to do anybody good.
No, and there's nothing better than a strong man, right? I see T.I., even in this humbling experience, as a stronger man than I've ever seen him be before, compared mm-hmm. to his music or anything else, that he is a man that made a mistake, joked around about something, made some parenting mistakes, honestly, when it came to parenting his daughter, and is willing to have a conversation with three women live.
Right. And, strong women.
Yeah. And take the beating from it and use it, as he said, you know, you have to learn and unlearn and then relearn, which is what he's doing.
Correct. And I wish more men would go out and unlearn and relearn.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we should allow them to do that. We should allow men to make mistakes. We should allow them to speak openly and talk things through, because you could see him. That's what I love the most about it. You could see him talking things through. He would ask questions. Well, this is the way I feel. Tell me why that's wrong.
Right. Or like he literally, so there was the comment where Willow calls Will out when he makes a joke about, oh, you must be PMSing. And she goes, nope, we're not doing that. And he made the comment slightly under his breath. They goes, well, yeah, it's funny. He's like, but I don't understand why that's wrong.
Right. Well, you know why? Because I feel like we can say it to each other, right? My sister asked me the other day, are you PMSing? Like, if a man would have said that, we get sensitive. Like, that's none of your business. What are you trying to say? What are you doing? You can't.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's because people, men, use that phrase, are you PMSing, to insult you in your emotional reaction.
And to dismiss your feelings. Yeah, I agree.
Correct. And to dismiss what you're saying or doing. So that's why when it comes from a man, it is very insulting. But when a girl does, it's like, all right, whatever. But I can tell you what, as far as me, when I'm PMSing, I'm like, hey, Dion, brace yourself. It's coming.
Right.
It's my week. This is what's happening. You know what I mean?
Right. And I think he's learning along the way, which I think is good, because Jada Pinkett Smith, she said something about the fact that every rule or guidelines for us as women were made by men. And we're now saying that's not okay. It's not okay for you to push off our feelings on our cycle. My feelings are my feelings. Are they heightened? Maybe.
Yeah.
But my feelings are still my feelings, and it's not okay for you to joke that off. And so I like that Jada said that, you know, she constantly has to put her husband in check. She constantly, and she knew that T.I.'s intent were great, but that he did not have a strong woman to say, hey, you can't say stuff like that, which goes against his wife. Like, his wife is going to have to step up and educate himself. Or, like you said, now that he knows that there are strong females in his life, like Jada, like Gammy, like whoever it might be, he needs to talk to them. What do I do to help my daughter with this? What can I say? What can't I say? And run things by her.
Exactly. Because the information is there. The help is out there. You know?
Right.
And maybe, you know, Tiny isn't a strong enough woman.
Right.
Now, I don't know her, but from what I saw in that short interview, she was very passive and she was very quiet.
She was very quiet. And again, like, there's a part two which comes to their marriage, and it'll be more interesting to see her jump in on that side.
Right.
But just from what I saw, she was very passive. And so, you know, he really needed a strong female across from him to say, because did you see Gammy's faces? Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh,
she was making faces at certain things he said.
She made a face at him like, did this motherfucker just really try telling me this? She's like, no. Uh-huh.
Right. And that's what he needs. But it, in a way that the Red Table Talk has successfully been able to do, and that's to come from a place of, just like he's trying to do, education and guidance. A strong man is attractive, and we need them. We need strong, good men in our lives. As long as we need strong women. And the fact that he said that he feels like feminists are trying to silence men, that concerns me, because I don't want that to happen.
No. And, you know, I said this on our last episode, is that women need to realize that for this movement that everybody's behind, you're going to need men.
Yeah. Well, we do, right? I mean, we're partners in all of this.
Right. Men are not the enemy.
Right.
It was the old mentality.
Right.
And if you want to change it, it comes through education, not through belittling and insulting and criticizing and demonizing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Now, as we wrap this up, I want to add that it says, T.I. concluded by saying that this has been a teachable moment. It's great for me to have this opportunity. All things happen in life for a reason. Every lesson has a purpose and must be dealt with differently, but out of care and out of concern, not out of control. And then Jada added, and out of education. And then this is my favorite part. He said, I don't think our community, our culture, our generation can be pushed forward without having comfortable, convenient conversations. You have to have the tough discussions to move in order to move forward.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Right. And, you know, that is, to me, the purpose of our podcast is that there's the humor and entertainment in it. But I always wanted to talk about the things that made people uncomfortable. You know, it's uncomfortable to talk about our hymen and children's virginities and our roles as parents. But God, how much we can learn. I mean, I learned so much from this, and I have a hymen, or I might have. It's probably not intact by now. I mean, I don't know. I don't know the state. I don't know the condition of my own hymen.
That's not a question I ask the gyno when we go in there.
Right. I just assumed that bitch had been obliterated.
Is my hymen still there?
Right. Right. So I think, you know, we can all learn from this.
Yes. And we have to have the hard conversations on all aspects of parenting, not just sex.
Right.
You know, it's all about the emotions and everything else. And what has happened, unfortunately, is that we are getting to a place where we don't want to have these conversations because they are uncomfortable and we don't want to deal with our own emotions.
Right.
And therefore, the lessons aren't being learned and the children are suffering for it.
Right. Right. And I think one last thought I had about like the physical, you know, when you had mentioned that he said that her life changes is that, you know, I use the word slut a lot. And that's a title that she could have gotten, right? If she's knocked up at 15, 16, is that she's a slut, but the boy she was sleeping with was just fine. And that's an immediate response to this protruding belly that's going to grow. And that, you know, not just her heart, but her image and her character that he's trying to protect.
Protect. Agreed. And unfortunately, we still live in a society where if you're young and pregnant, you are a slut.
Right.
And the guy is this fucking hero who gets to run off and do whatever.
Right.
You know.
And when he sticks around.
We need to bring back shotgun weddings.
Right. When he sticks around and pays child support, then we're patting them on the back. Like they're doing something that's extraordinary, but let's be real. They're taking care of their responsibility that their dick got them into.
Right. Exactly. You know, where he had said, you want the adult luxuries, you need the adult responsibilities. It is the exact same thing for the man. If you want the adult luxury, even at 18 or however old you are, as still when you're really just a kid and you want to stick your dick in everything,
right.
You better prepare for the adult responsibilities. None of this running off and just doing whatever the fuck you want and still living your life as a kid.
Right. And I'll tell you what I pointed out to my own kid is that when it comes to pregnancy, I told him, I said, if you get a girl pregnant and you're not married, you realize you have no say. And he was like, what are you talking about? And I said, the baby won't live with us. We don't choose what the baby eats, what the baby wears, where the baby... Yep. attends church, where the baby goes to see a doctor, you literally have no rights.
Nope, besides, you have to go to court and fight for your rights.
Yeah, and that's only visitation rights. But when it comes to the way that your child is being raised, if you have a baby outside of marriage and aren't in a co-parenting arrangement, you lose all your rights as a man to this child. And he was like, oh, I didn't even think of that.
Well, because they don't, because normally they, and, you know, most of the time they don't think really about staying around.
Right. Well, that's, you know, most of the time it's more of the entertainment thing, right? That well, the kid, the man still gets to live their life. Well, what about a man that wants to be involved in their child's life? When you have sex outside of marriage, you're almost giving it up, and it's a fucking crapshoot mm-hmm. whether or not you're going to have a say in it. And so I want my son to realize that, like, you're giving up your ability to raise your own child if this happens. And do you right. want that to happen?
Are you ready for that at this young age?
Right. Right. No. So, well, I think that's a great discussion. I think if you haven't watched, is there anything else that you want to add? I know you have some notes. Is there?
No, we went all over all my notes.
Okay. I think that it's a great 22-minute video interview with T.I. and Tiny. It's called The Red Table Talk. It can be found on Facebook. It's a weekly broadcast that they do. I read this great article from Jada that says that she finds it to be an autobiography, which is kind of what we're doing here, right? We're letting mm-hmm. go piece by piece of what we're feeling and kind of processing things, which is a great feeling. So if you haven't watched it yet, go and check it out. Let us know your thoughts on it.
Yes, absolutely. We'll post the link to the Red Table as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was it on Hymen Gate. So I'm a fan of T.I.'s. I'm not sure if I'm a fan of his music. I got to go back. I'm sure he's featured in some of the rap songs I get down to. You know, everybody listen, let us know what you think. Thank you for giving us this opportunity to go over something a little more serious. Let us know how you're doing in hashtag Wimageddon too.
All right. We'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye.